It's good to have you with me here at Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer. We're continuing our way through Psalm 119, today looking at verse 51. Listen to Psalm 119, verses 49 to 51. Remember your word to your servant, because you have given me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. Your word revives me. Insolent people routinely mock me. I have not turned aside from your law. One of my seminary professors used to say with a smirk or a laugh, "I want you to like me." I think we all found it funny, both he and his students, because we realized that that attitude is, in fact, what comes natural to humans. Whether something is right or wrong, wise or foolish, beneficial or harmful, doesn't matter as much as whether our decision or action will meet with the approval of others. We want to be liked. And conversely, we don't want to be mocked, ridiculed, and shunned. This truth is what fuels cancel culture right now. If someone says something culturally unacceptable, regardless of whether it's right or wrong, those in the mainstream simply need to pile on with ridicule, insults, pressure, and threats, and more often than not, the person will back down or change his or her tune. That isn't the case with Christians. Or at least it isn't supposed to be the case with them. The psalmist reminds us that even when people make a routine and habit of mocking us, our stance is firmly and immovably grounded in God's word. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you have forewarned us that following your word will not be the popular or easy course of action. Steel our spiritual nerves and backbones, so that we may gladly endure the routine mocking of insolent people who have no sure moral compass or foundation. Let your approval be the only approval that matters. Forgive us and return us to the right path when we go astray, that by your grace we may one day hear you say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Come and share in your master's happiness." Hear and grant our prayer for your holy name's sake. Amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can either email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.